This is Scenic Roots, live in the library. The Camp House is a coffee shop and performance space in Chattanooga. It's closed at the moment, but for more than a decade, it has been staging a biannual showcase for singers and songwriters. They were forced to cancel it last year, but then this year, beginning in January, Mark Anderson took over organization of what some call a showcase, some a competition, renaming it Chat Stages, and staging it online with 24 songwriters in the first round, 16 in the second, and 8 in the third, with 4 ultimate winners. This afternoon, we have the first of 2 Writers in the Round shows recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library, featuring this afternoon 3 of the finalists, Braden Garrett, Nancy Dwight Sighters, and Drew Rochelle. Mark Anderson was also there for the session. When I asked him what he thought was most important, he said, along with obviously singing and songwriting, he looked for what he called stage presence.
I was a fill-in judge, looked for poetic qualities in the song. So like Ryan Oyer's song really excelled in that poetic quality. I told him, I said, you could just do this as a poem. Do you ever, you know? So they're looking at that, and then they look at the instrument, and then they look at how it comes together. And then there's a stage presence it's hard to do that. If you are doing it on stage at the Camp House, that's a big deal because you're going to stand up there in front of an audience and you really need to present yourself well. Doing it on your phone, recording at home, is not quite the same. And actually, I would give a tip to any of the future contestants to really focus on that. They need to really look at the camera and play to that audience.
Hi, my name is Braden Garrett. This song is called Conscience. It's a song about my story of struggling with depression. And the interesting thing about the song is that most of it was I wrote when I was in the most painful time of my struggling. But the last part, the bridge of the song, is it just talks about the hope and the purpose. So this song is called Conscience.
Misery, the suffering that I carry, and all the fond memories tossed aside and replaced with shadows from in my mind. How would I get here? That I can't take back. Boundaries that were broken, created, stirring in my blood. From a former life, the guilt and shame coursing through my veins. Oh no. The damage that it brings, destruction to my conscience. Sights that may I see, how I ponder on them, praying for redemption's key. Why can I not let go of these thoughts that invade? 나훈에게 희해 mistakes that I can't take back.
Nancy Siders, and this song is called Gold Dust. I wrote it after watching a movie that was about a little boy with, it was called Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart, and I kind of took away from it that was like, what if you could invent some glasses or spectacles that show no flaws? So maybe, baby, I don't need too much. I kinda got that modest touch. You're all I see. In the evening when you're standing close, I feel the heat in my chest, molten your gold. 'Cause I don't want the sunrise to shake the gold dust from my eyes. 'Cause it's my new invention, spectacles that show no flaws. To feel the flow when you're walking around, and keep it light when you touch the ground around. Fly with 4 feet, we can stumble around. Not the only one to tumble down, it's all right. 'Cause I don't want the sunrise shake the gold dust from my eyes. 'Cause it's my new invention, spectacles that show no flaws. Thank you. could melt into your face. Won't be real to you, would you be real to me? So don't be the strength, don't remind me of reality. I don't want the sunrise, shake the gold dust from my eyes. Cause it's my new invention, spectacles that show no flaws. Show no flaws. Show no flaws. Show no flaws.
Hi, my name is Drew Rochelle, and this is my song, Goodbye to You. The song is about a breakup and just trying to figure out how to get over the person that you were in a relationship with and telling them goodbye. So I hope you like it.
4 years of you, and now it's all puzzle pieces, memories we created. Still drunk on you. I need to get sober over the fact that we're not together anymore. Now in this life we aren't strangers. I need to find a way to recover. And it should be easy because you left me on fire. I shouldn't care, but I wish you were here and I. May hurt me, baby, but can you stop the craving? I should just erase you, a mistake I need to lose. But I'm afraid you are tattooed. How do I say goodbye to you? In the dark, wondering if you're falling apart just like me. Wish I can see you really feeling. I'm moving on like a train on the tracks, leaving the station, finding its destination. Cause baby, clearly it wasn't me. Looks like we're not each other's happy endings. So now I gotta rewrite my own story. Shouldn't care, but I wish you were here and I. May hurt me, baby, but could you stop the craving? I should just erase you, a mistake I need to lose. I'm afraid you are tattooed. How do I say goodbye to you? Oh no, how do I say goodbye to you? Shouldn't care, but I wish you were here and I. You hurt me, baby, but can't you stop the craving? I should just erase you, a mistake I need to lose. But I'm afraid you are tattooed. How do I say goodbye to you? Oh no, how do I say goodbye to you? Do I say goodbye to you?
This is Scenic Roots live in the library. This afternoon's program is showcased for three of the songwriters who were among the eight finalists in the Chat Stages showcase come competition, which has been staged in the Camp House for more than a decade, but this year was an online showcase competition. Earlier, Mark Anderson, the organizer and one of the judges in the competition, suggested that stage presence was a key element in winning the competition. But for many young performers, that's perhaps a bridge too far. Drew Rochelle, one of the songwriters in our Songwriters in the Round performance this afternoon, certainly found it a challenge, as did the others.
It's definitely important, like, for me to connect with people. And I mean, that's why I do what I do, is to really reach out to people with my lyrics. And I know how it feels. I say it all the time. I know how it feels to love an artist so much and gravitate towards songs, you know, and love those lyrics and have it relate to your life. And that's why it's really important to me to do that same thing and have my songs come off the same way to others. And to perform, you have to connect as well on the stage and kind of carry that with you and kind of connect to people with your lyrics and reach out to people as well with the stage presence. It's very important.
It's a totally different skill set, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's definitely something to consider and practice on as well as a performer. There's lots of things to think about and practice with our job,
which is a bit of a challenge in itself.
Yeah,
as Mark was just saying, it's not the same when you play for your phone or for an iPad screen or something, is it?
Right. Well, what we do is very vulnerable and very emotional and raw, and just it's something that touches people, and we're taking our heart with our lyrics and reaching out to others, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah. How long have you been doing this?
I've been singing ever since I was a little girl. My mom says that before I could talk, I would like hum. So it's just kind of been with me. And I started songwriting around, like, I don't know, really young as well. I would write stories and just kind of brought it to music. So a long time.
Oh, a long time, yeah. Long time. How old are you, Drew?
I'm 22. I just turned 22 on Monday.
Long time is a relative statement, you know. Yeah. To me, a long time. It seems to me like you're still young and still getting. Mm-hmm. So, you're always a singer. You're always a writer. You're always looking to express yourself.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course.
At what point did you decide to go from being a writer to being a performer?
Honestly, I was a performer first. When I was young, I was always singing around the house, always had a microphone in my hand, like all the time. And I would just perform in talent competitions and karaoke contests.
As a singer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would perform like Shania Twain songs and Taylor Swift songs and, like, you know, all that stuff. And I would sing, like, My Heart Will Go On and all that stuff. You know, I would just perform as a kid. And then I started playing piano and guitar and taking my life situations and bringing it to music when I got a little bit older. And that's when I really started getting a little bit more serious about me as an artist and figuring out what I wanted to say and kind of crafting myself versus people that I look up to and trying to figure out who I am.
Seems to me that both piano and guitar are quite demanding.
Yeah.
So it probably took a while before you felt comfortable using either of those instruments as a mode of expression, right? It's different than singing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah. But I feel like it's good to, if you are a performer, I think it's good to find an instrument to just play with and to have an instrument.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's good to have that and sing with.
But the challenge for you as a performer and as a writer is to find a way to personalize that instrument.
Right, yeah. Make it your own and try to, and as well as rewriting and you're playing, not trying to figure out how to play the same chords and make your song different from the last and things like that.
Nancy, you must feel like a real veteran next to these two
young
people.
I'm just honored to be with this young talent. Yes.
What Mark was saying about that one of the ways that they assess your performance is from your singing. Mm-hmm. That's what I've always liked about what you do.
Oh, thank you.
As well as your writing and your gift for melody is your singing.
Thank you.
How did you develop your singing style?
I really it's one of those things, it's organic, but I think it happened from my parents. My parents are big musicians. Or my mom was a big musician, and I would stand between my parents at church, and they would sing these harmonies, and I would just kind of get lost in their voices, and they both have beautiful voices, and so I'd always try and get in there, but my voice never went to certain ranges with them, so I would sometimes sing with my dad low, and then sometimes I'd really squeeze up and get to my mom, and then I'd find these weird melodies in between, and started finding that there were some things that worked that might, and then I would really mess up some things. Some things would just sound awful together, but I think it was playing between their voices. Okay, so this song I wrote it was actually a week before we went into the lockdown last year, and I kind of don't know where it came from other than just sort of a contentedness of life, and then it turned out to be this song that gave me a lot of peace during the pandemic and such. It's called Never Leave the Room. So take me to the beaches outside of town. To the mountains so I can look around. I can see the desert, I can taste the sea. Look out at the window, city lights. 'Cause we don't have to go far, we don't have to say it. I'll travel the world with you. Never leave the room. It's all that we can do. Stuck in the middle, deep in the ocean. And never leave the room. Yeah. And I don't need a jet plane. See the northern lights. I can sit and wonder at my own sky. So show me all the pictures inside your mind. 'Cause I can't paint them, write them, make them shine. 'Cause we don't have to go far, we don't have to say it. Travel the world with you and never leave the room. It's all that we can do. Stuck in the middle, deep in the ocean, and never leave the room. Why is everybody running? So afraid of. 'Cause we don't have to go far, we don't have to say it. I'll travel the world with you and never leave the room. It's all that we can do. Stuck in the middle, deep in the ocean. Never leave the room, yeah, 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 yeah.
This song is called Illusion.
Now you're hiding in plain sight. I strung out across the line. Take a step back, confront yourself. Carrying under the door. Love it turned towards the mirror. The shadows to pieces on the floor. You cannot hold yourself together. The illusion fades. So recognize.
This is Scenic Roots live in the library with a Writers in the Round session featuring Drew Rochel, Braden Garrett, and Nancy Sighters, three of the finalists in the Chat Stages Songwriter Showcase / Competition staged online earlier this year.
Alrighty, this is a song called Wrong, and it's about picking up the pieces after a breakup and everything feeling just not normal and completely wrong, and just trying to figure out how to go about it. I hope you like it. How's it like back in the city? Is it colder than you remember? Do you not like taking the train up? Separate ways. I've been wanting the pain to go down the drain. I'm like a song that's not in tune, but for you, has a weight been lifted? Has anything been shifted? Or do you feel brand new? Or is it wrong? 'Cause every move I make and every step I take, it feels wrong. And every little thing, I can't help the feeling, it's just the wrong. One minute I'm kissing you and the next I'm missing you. It's wrong, wrong. Ever since you've been gone, it's wrong. Ever since you moved back to the city, it's like I've been balancing on a tightrope. And if I fall, I want you to be the one to catch me. But then was wrong. And every little thing, I can't help the feeling it's just the wrong. One minute I'm kissing you and the next I'm missing you. It's wrong, wrong. Ever since you've been gone, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm suffocating because you're not here to help me breathe. And I'm out of my head because I shouldn't let you control me. Because you did me wrong. You did me wrong. Is it wrong that every move I make and every step I take, it feels wrong? And every little thing, I can't help the feeling it's just the wrong. One minute I'm kissing you and the next I'm missing you. It's wrong, wrong. Yeah, wrong, wrong. Ever since you've been gone, it's wrong. Ever since you've been gone, it's wrong, 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 wrong.
Dead Birds is what this one's called.
Birds don't make a sound when they are dead. You don't have what you want, you don't have what you need. Go on, set it free. Go cast all the stones and bear the bones. Take a train away. May never be when they're not shared. The truth may never lie when it's not fed. I don't have what I want, I don't have what I need. Go on, set it free. Go sing to the moon a sweet little tune. Send you away. I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna take it, gonna take the train. Gonna take it, take it, gonna take the train. Gonna take it, I'm gonna take it, gonna take the train. Can't you hear that beat? Sweeps me off my feet, steel and rail.
I took a class on photography one time, a long time ago, and the guy that taught the class had worked for Life magazine, so he was a pretty good photographer. He said, you're not going to look at the world the same way now that you have started messing with a camera. Mm-hmm. It strikes me that from what you're saying, that as a songwriter, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That once you start writing songs, you start looking at the world differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
It's not simply to express your feelings, right, but also to express your feelings about what you see or hear.
Yeah.
People, well, you meet.
Yeah, again, I like the reason why I do what I do is to help others and have my personal experiences, you know, relate, have them relate to everyone else. And I hope that people take my songs and be like, wow, I went through that too, and have it go into their lives now. And I just want people to, you know, have that. And that's what I hope to do. I hope to reach out to those people.
And do you get that kind of feedback from people when you play for audiences?
Yeah. The one moment that happened to me is I played a show in Chicago. That's where I'm from. And I played at the House of Blues, and that was probably like the biggest show I've gotten to play. And there was a lot of people there, and a lot of people knew the lyrics to one of my songs. It's called The Only One to Blame. And it's about like self-worth and just realizing that after a breakup, it's not your fault, you know, and things like that. And a lot of the girls in the audience really appreciated that song, and just the feedback I got from it was really, really amazing to me. It was one of those wow factor moments of being on a stage and having people really taking your work, and you're seeing that, you know, that's an accomplishment, that people really felt something with that song.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can both connect with people and also express something that they are feeling too, but are having trouble putting words to.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing to do for people.
Yeah.
What makes you want to write, Brayden?
I actually really struggled with that question for past year, because I didn't feel like writing, didn't feel like playing. But thinking about, around 2 years ago, I traveled the U.S. with my family, and we just, me and my sister played our original songs in churches and houses, and just seeing their reactions to what we've written and how it relates to them, that's what inspires me to keep moving, to keep writing. But it's my own personal experiences that that's, I get inspiration from for songs.
Yeah, well, what else would you write about, right?
Yeah.
So, you don't look very old to me, so you said several years ago you were doing this, so you started fairly young, huh?
I'm 16.
You're 16 now?
Yeah.
Wow, how old were you when you were traveling the country?
14.
When did you start writing?
13, 14. So...
What do you write about?
A lot of what I write about is it's about mental health. So my story is that I struggle with depression, and sometimes I still struggle with it. But I write about my personal experiences so that people can find hope, that they're not the only ones that struggle with depression, because that's how I felt, that I was the only one who actually struggled with that. So,
yeah, I've heard that before. There's that sort of feeling of isolation that nobody could possibly understand this, because I'm obviously the only one that ever felt like this. And then you find out that's not true. Does that help you too?
It helps me a lot, because when I actually found out that I'm not the only one that struggles with depression, there was this like relief, like this weight was on my shoulders. So
how did you come to be traveling the country with you? It was with your family, right?
My family, yeah. My dad quit his job, and they just felt like we need to travel, because my sister runs organizations called Be the Change, and its purpose is to empower youth to use their gifts and talents to help other people. So that's the main reason why we left.
So is your sister older than you?
Oh yeah, she's 18.
And so when did she conceive this whole idea? Because that sounds like that's pretty ambitious.
I don't really remember when, because I wasn't a part of Be the Change till that started. So,
but you were a part of it as much as you're supporting her with your singing and playing?
Yeah, I play music with her, and I do talk about my story when we play shows. But when it comes to all like the work with like within Be the Change, that's not me. That's my sister.
So is your sister a counselor?
She's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, she's a singer-songwriter too. Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, we create most of our music together. Yeah.
Do you write together?
Yes. We write together and we write separately. So.
But this is all still fairly new to you, is what I'm getting.
Oh, yes. Very. I'm not used to talking about myself. I usually let my sister do all the work. But, yeah.
Well, that does bring up what we were just talking about. Do you find it more of a challenge to be a performer than to be a writer?
Yes. Yes. I'm very shy. I feel like I've been getting better, though, with talking to people. But, I felt like writing was always easier for me because I can just go in my room and just pour out what I'm feeling onto a piece of paper. So writing was always easier for me. So this song, like Illusion, I wrote with my sister. And it's just this song specifically is about the people who were there for me when I was struggling and how I found hope in them. For they comforted me while I was in pain. So this song is called They Were There For Me. No constant steady for a long time now. Wherever I feel something, out of this cage them left in, gasping to get the peace in and behind the door. Days and on vain, for through them this purpose that avenges the offense was once forlorn, but now carried by my friends and my family. In solitude and left behind, you find me standing with the people I care for and that care for me. I know of causing pain, but they were there for me. The grace bringing past the shadows as it always should be. Not native to this feeling, what a reverie. Now it turned into a peace for years I haven't seen. Like a shelter from the conflict that was in between. Receiving a comfort, giving freely. But damn it, regret still consumes me. Causes a heartache sculpted by guilt. This guilt not distant, but common and real. Now an empathy, listen to my brothers and my sisters. For the chaos is similar to my own.
city behind the door.
And this one is called It's Not Valentine's Day, and it's about somebody trying to get you back and realizing your self-worth and realizing that you just can't go through that type of relationship again and just saying no more. And I hope you like it. Forget about the mess you made. Did you think it'd be that easy to give back the love you once gave me? Just like the 14th of February. But it's too late, and it's not Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day.
On Scenic Roots from the Chattanooga Downtown Library, this has been a Songwriters in the Round showcase for three of the finalists in the Chat Stages showcase competition staged online earlier this year. All of the sessions recorded live in the library are recorded in the State of the Art recording studio. It's on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown on Wednesday afternoons. The recordings of mostly Chattanooga-based musicians and bands are engineered and mixed by Sam Manser. The executive producers for Live in the Library are me, Richard Winham, for WUTC. Sam, for the library, we'll have another session next Friday afternoon to close an insight and a song from Nancy Sitas, who, along with Braden Garrett and Drew Rochelle, have been sharing their songs with us this afternoon. Do you, like Drew and Braden, do you tend to write songs about personal experience?
So I've been doing this for a while, and sometimes I wake up with songs. I'll go through, especially last year, I have had quite a bit of dreams, and I'll wake up, and I think I sometimes will sing myself to sleep, and I don't realize that moment. And then I'll wake up and say, oh my gosh, I think I've had this song. And there are, that happens sometimes. Sometimes when it's quiet in the car, I'll hear a rhythm, and then a song will sort of layer itself in my head. Running, that happens quite a bit. But it has to be, and then sometimes after band practice, I'll leave. I've heard all these sounds together, then I'll leave. And in the car, I'll go, I think, oh, this is, I've got this song. So there are different places that songs come. As far as harmony, the words usually come from Jeff Tweedy wrote in his book about how he'll just sing a melody and then these words kind of pop in there. And it's and I love that when he said that, I went, oh my gosh, that's how I write. Because the words are actually part of the instrument, the roundedness of round or gone or any word that you put in that place creates this texture of the song. So that's kind of what I'm doing. But then a lot of that comes from like a children's book, a movie, something you're experiencing, something you dreamed about. They just pop in to those shapes and rhythms. This one is called Cherry and Chimes, and this is written, I was reading a book to my children. It was a song about, or it was a book about if words cost money, and this little boy is wants to tell his neighbor that he loves her, and he doesn't have the words, and so he only has a couple of words that he's caught in the air. The words that people speak and nobody hears. And he catches them and he uses them. And so these words he spoke to her, Cherry, Chimes, and Ruby. And they were beautiful words to her. Drank from that bottle of dust and lust, fell out of my bed, right onto my head. Now that my mind escapes, jot down I articulate these papers for the streets. I've found these letters in my chest. I'll rearrange, try my best to cast them to your net. So cherries and chimes and lovers' rhymes, I give them to you, my words at your feet. Ruby and dreams and everything seems like sticks and stones won't break my bones today. Others will promise you their lines, wine and flowers and valentines, but all I've got is this.
I'll wait for hours in the wind. Words never heard, they only said. I'll catch news again for you. It's cherries and chimes and lovers' rhymes. I give them to you. My words at your feet. So ruby and dreams and everything seems. Sticks and stones won't break my bones. It's it's cherries and chimes and lovers' rhymes. I give them to you. My words at your feet. So ruby and dreams and everything seems. Like sticks and stones won't break my bones today.